CQ, CQ, CQ. Calling all radio amateurs and listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. This broadcast comes to you from amateur radio station, G4TRN, located in Bristol, and transmitting on 145.525 MHz. Thank you for joining us. It's Sunday, the 29th of January, 2023, and here is the GB2RS news broadcast prepared by the RSGB and intended for all radio amateurs and listeners. This bulletin is also available on the RSGB website at rsgb.org, where you will find links to groups and organisations that may be mentioned in this broadcast. The news headlines. RSGB construction competition. RSGB elections. RSGB tonight at 8 webinar. Have you been busy making something recently? Don't forget that you have just 5 weeks left to enter the RSGB construction competition. The four categories are beginners, construction excellence, innovation, and software. The judges will give special recognition to entries submitted by radio amateurs under the age of 24 and also to those who have just gained their foundation license. There are cash prizes in every category. The RSGB communications manager chatted to last year's winners and runners-up and shared their stories in the January and February editions of Radcom, so take a look and be inspired. Details of how to enter the competition are on the RSGB website at rsgb.org/construction-competition. If you're interested in helping to see amateur radio and the RSGB continue to thrive over the coming years, this is a final reminder that the closing date for RSGB president, elected director and regional representative roles is this Tuesday, the 31st of January. Candidate packs, forms and further details can be found at rsgb.org/election. On Monday the 6th of February, Anthony Luskry, K8ZT, will talk about QRP operating on the RSGB's Tonight at 8 webinar. Find out more on the Society's website at rsgb.org/webinars and put the date in your diary for another fascinating live presentation. We're delighted to announce that as part of our coronation celebration activities, Ofcom has approved our Romeo as the optional coronation regional secondary locator prefix for all radio amateurs. You will be able to use this for the whole of May and June 2023. More information will be reported closer to the date of the coronation. Are you age 26 or under? Love all things radio? Why not join the RSGB Youth Team? The team currently has over 30 members across the United Kingdom who work together to encourage young people into the hobby. You'll be involved in planning events, attending shows, and writing articles. Get involved, gain skills and make new friends. See the new youth video, try it, on the RSGB YouTube channel and find out how to get involved in the youth team via the Society's website, rsgb.org/youth. Today, the 29th, from approximately 1200 UTC, James M0GQC, Fraser MM0EFI, David EI5IMB, and Chris M0RSF will be activating four separate worldwide flora and fauna areas on 20 and 40 meters SSB. They will post their working frequencies on the Worldwide Flora and Fauna website. All calls are welcome. And now for details of rallies and events. The Canvey Rally will be held on the 5th of February at Cornelius Vermoden School, Dinant Avenue, Canvey, Essex, postcode Sierra Sierra 8, 9 Quebec Sierra. The rally is expected to be the usual hive of activity with plenty of traders and an indoor boot sale Hot food and drinks will be available. Contact Sierra Echo Alpha Romeo Sierra .enquiries@gmail.com for further information. The Mid-Cheshire Amateur Radio Society Radioactive Fair will be held on Sunday the 12th of February. The venue will be Nantwich Civic Hall, Market Street, Nantwich, postcode Charlie Whiskey 5, 5 Delta Golf. Doors open at 10 a.m. and admission is £5. A wide variety of trader stalls and a bring and buy platform, refreshments and snacks will be available. Parking is immediately adjacent to the hall. For more information, visit radioactivefair.co.uk. West Manchester Radio Club's Red Rose Rally will take place on Sunday the 26th of February. The event will be held at St. Joseph's Hall, Lee, postcode Whiskey November 7 to Papa Juliet. Free parking, cafe services and a raffle are among the attractions on offer. For further information, visit whiskeymikeromeocharlie.co.uk/rally.htm. Don't forget the HTM. Andover Radio Club has unfortunately had to cancel its boot sales this year. The sales were due to be held on the 23rd of April and the 3rd of September. Now the special event news. Throughout the month of January, Western Supermare Radio Society has been operating special callsign Golf Bravo 4 Whiskey Sierra Mike in celebration of the 100th anniversary of the Society's formation on the 3rd of January 1923. There are still a few days left before the end of the month to work the station if you don't already have it in your logbook. Special call sign Golf Bravo to Whiskey Charlie will be active until the 31st of January. The station is operating to promote the World Radio Sport Team Championship, due to be held in July, in conjunction with the IARU HF World Championships. More details about the World Radio Sport Team Championship can be found by visiting whiskeyromeotangocharlie.info. And 7 Uniform 7 Charlie is a special call sign used by members of the 7X2 VFK Radio Club to mark the 7th African Nations Championship. It's the biennial football tournament organised by the Confederation of African Football. The call sign will be active until the 4th of February. Now the DX News. Jeff VA3QSL will be active as Papa 4/Victor Alpha 3 Quebec Sierra Lima from Aruba SA036 until the 8th of February. He will be operating SSB, CW and digital modes on the 40 to 6 meter bands, QSL via Logbook of the World, the Bureau or his home call. Andre ON7YK will be active from Bishalo, Cambia, until the 24th of February. He'll be operating his Charlie 5 Yankee Kilo on the 20, 17, 15, 12 and 10 meter bands using SSB, CW and digital modes, QSL by EQSL, Logbook of the World, or direct to his home call. Francis F6BWJ will be active as Foxtrot Mike /Foxtrot 6 Bravo Whiskey Juliet from Martinique NA107 until the 10th of March. He'll be operating CW, PSK and RTTY on the 80 to 10 meter bands. He will upload his log to Logbook of the World and Club Log. And Gerard F2JD will be active as Hotel Romeo 5 /Foxtrot 2 Juliet Delta from Copan, Honduras, until the 13th of March. He will operate CW, SSB and digital modes on the HF bands, QSL via F6AJA, direct or via the Bureau. Now the contest news. The UK 6-metre group Winter Marathon began on Thursday the 1st of December last year. The contest will run until the 31st of January this year. Using all modes on the 6-metre band, the exchange's signal report and locator. The Siku Worldwide 160-metre DX contest ends its 48-hour run today at 2200 UTC. CW only, the exchange is Signal Report and CQ Zone. American stations also send their state, and Canadian stations send their province. The British Amateur Radio Teledata Group, RITI, Sprint, ends its 24-hour run today at 1200 UTC. Using RITI only, the exchange's serial number. On Wednesday, the 1st of February, the UK and Ireland Contest Club 80-metre contest runs from 2000 to 2100 UTC. SSB only, the exchange is your 6-character locator. Also on Wednesday, the 1st of February, the 144MHz FT8 activity contest runs for 4 hours from 1700 to 2100 UTC. Using FT8 only, the exchange's report and 4-character locator. Also, on Wednesday the 1st of February, a separate 144MHz FT8 activity contest runs for 2 hours from 1900 to 2100 UTC. Using FT8 only, the exchange's report and 4-character locator. Stations entering the 4-hour contest may also enter the 2-hour contest. On Sunday the 5th of February, the 432MHz Affiliated Societies contest runs from 0900 to 1300 UTC. Using all modes, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. This is GB2RS from amateur radio station G4TRN, located in Bristol. Now the radio propagation report compiled by G0KYA, G3YLA and G4BAO on Thursday, the 26th of January, 2023. As of Thursday, we had a strange situation whereby all the current visible sunspots were in one hemisphere of the sun. But it isn't that unusual, as the two hemispheres usually peak at different times in the cycle. In a couple of years, we may well have the reverse situation. Nevertheless, the solar flux index declined and stood at 172 on the 26th when this report was prepared. While there are plenty of sunspots, they are all relatively small, unlike a week ago when active region 3190 was on the visible face. Last week saw the sun being settled geomagnetically with the KP index not exceeding 3. We've had some M-class flares, but nothing stronger. NOAA predicts that the solar flux index will decline to 175 before increasing again at the beginning of next month. We can expect quiet geomagnetic conditions for a time, but NOAA predicts that the KP index will rise again around the 1st, and then from the 7th to the 10th of February. Meanwhile, the 3Y Oscar Juliet Bouvet Island DX position, not sure that that's the right call, located at 54.42 degrees south, 3.36 degrees east, is getting closer to its final location. So it's time to start looking at propagation predictions for this sought-after entity. Bouvet lies almost exactly due south from the UK. If you have a beam pointed at 180 degrees or 0 degrees for the long path. The short path is likely to give you the best results, that is 80 to 100% reliability, with the 15 meter band open from 0800 to 2100 UTC. There are shorter 12 and 10 meter openings during the day, with 10 meters open from 1200 to 1400 UTC and again from 1700 to 1800 UTC. 20 meters should give the best results overall from 1700 to 0200 UTC. That's likely to be the busiest band. 30 meters and 40 meters also offer up good propagation from 1700 to 0400 UTC. There's also a weaker long path opening predicted on 17 meters from 1000 UTC until 1600 UTC, with 50% probability. And these were all calculated with VOA CAP online and PROPI. The UK appears to have good propagation to Bouvet overall, but do make sure you're on the right band at the right time, as ever. Now the VHF and up propagation news. There's been some very focused troppo in the last week, especially on 70 SEMs and 23 SEMs digital modes around the edge of some high pressure from the UK into Eastern Europe and the Southern Baltic. This shows the value of looking for parts along the edge of extensive highs rather than across the centre, where the inversion dips lower and may duck the path into the ground. The coming week offers further high pressure systems, mostly over the Atlantic to the west of Britain or to the south. So perhaps parts towards Spain or the Canary Islands are worth a look. The northern half of the charts will see deep lows, much stronger winds and rain or showers, so introducing rain scatter options and testing the antennas. Other modes are available, of course, but the good practice of watching the clusters should keep everyone informed so that you don't miss out. It's still worth a check for aurora, and random meteor scatter is always an option around dawn, even in the current meteor shower minimum period that lasts until the Lyrids in mid to late April. With the moon at peak declination on Thursday, this is a good week for EME with long moon availability windows. That said, moon apogee next Saturday means that EME path losses are high. 144 megs sky noise is moderate, reaching 500 Kelvin on Wednesday. And that's all from the propagation team this week. Next, the local news. Well, as usual, the online radio club has a virtual radio club night at 7:30 p.m. every Thursday via Zoom. Go to the website for the meeting link, onlineradioclub.org. And Ham Radio Network has a talk on the theme of An Evening With on Monday. See hotelromeonovember.world. And now my local news for the southwest. Only one for Bristol. On Thursday, South Bristol Amateur Radio Club has an open house and on the air night from 7:30 p.m. There's more for South Wales and one for Gloucester at the end. Bury Amateur Radio Society will be having a club night at Sully Sports and Social Club from 7:30 p.m. on Tuesday. There will be club night at 8 p.m. on 144.550 MHz on Wednesday. On Friday, there will be a Zoom meeting from 7 p.m. hosted by Glyn, GW0ANA. Contact is Steve, 2W0VOG, 07900-560-080. On Wednesday, Cumbrian Amateur Radio Society meets at Hensley's Village Hall from 7 to 9 p.m. Contact is Gareth, 07942-334-464. Highfields Amateur Radio Club. We've got a proper entry for them. Highfields Amateur Radio Club meets at Rubina Recreation Club, Lon E. Dial, Cardiff. Charlie Fox 146 Echo Alpha at 7 p.m. every Tuesday. The club has access to disabled visitors and the group has nets on GB3WB from 9:30 p.m. to 10:30 p.m. most nights of the week. Contact is Mike Whiskey 6 Hotel Delta Victor at gmail.com. On Sundays, Newport Amateur Radio Society has an HF net around 3.705 MHz at 10 a.m. On Tuesday, there's a net on 145.375 MHz at 8 p.m. On Thursday, there's a club and Zoom meeting from 7 p.m. and the contact is via www.gw4ezw.org.uk/contact-us. And Gloucester Amateur Radio and Electronic Society has an informal net every day on 145.575 megs FM at 3:30 p.m. On Tuesday there will be a net on 144.550 megahertz from 7:30 p.m. starting on SSB and then moving to AM at 8 p.m. On Wednesday, there's a net from 7:30 p.m. on 145.475 MHz FM. Thursday sees another net from 7:30 p.m. on 145.475 MHz FM, moving to 80 meters SSB later on. On Friday, there's a net from 7:30 p.m. on 432.220 MHz SSB. Contact is Anne, 2E1GKY, 0242-699-595, join the day, or via www.golfforalphayankeemike.org.uk. That ends this week's DBTRS news broadcast, brought to you by John, G4TRN. It's compiled by the Radio Society of Great Britain, which represents amateur radio and radio amateurs within the United Kingdom and internationally. News items for DB2RS, Radcom magazine and the RSDB website should be sent to the editorial team as far in advance as possible by email to radcom@rsdb.org.uk. The deadline is 10 a.m. on Thursdays, and the RSDB retains the copyright over the material transmitted. Information about amateur radio can be found at our website, rsgb.org. The full schedule of GB2RS broadcasts can be downloaded from rsgb.org/GB2RS schedule. GB2RS is not licensed for two-way communication, but calls will be welcomed after close down under the call Golf for Tango of Romeo November. So until next Sunday, 7-3, have a good week. Keep safe from the GB2RS news team.